This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I want to play something for you guys, and I think it leads us into our 5 o'clock topic about the Four Nations face-off tonight, USA and Canada. It's one of the must-see events of the year, and it's fun. I mean, it's just something everyone's watching. But P.K. Subban, former Montreal Canadian Predator, the Nashville Predator, the whole bit. Like, you know, a player people know. Now he's got a media career. But he went on, I thought, one of the most lucid streams of thought, fantastic rant. And it was this discussion of, look, I mean, this is the NHL All-Star break, and look at what they're doing. And then look at the flaming clown car that the NBA All-Star break was. And P.K. Subban, we're going to play just some of it. And I know we'll bump back with a little bit more at 4:30. But this was like standing ovation type stuff for me, because I think he said what everyone's feeling. And he did it. He got into an argument with Stephen A. Smith, who naturally took the side of the NBA because it's the league he covered and he's got a lot of relationships. And it's, no, it's not acceptable. And I don't want to hear you make $300 million and that earns you what? You still owe your teammates and you still owe the fans. Take a listen to this. I mean, literally, you just golf clap.
Ooh.
But he's right. And the reason I played it is this. Do you think it is time for a little bit of a reckoning with sports? I mean, guys, the cost for you to attend games has never been higher. The barrier to entry has never been harder. And yet, how many of the stories we talk about in the world of sports, whether it's Anthony Rendon, I got other stuff to do. How about this year in baseball? Waited right until spring training to have back surgery. He's going to be out another year, making another $30 million. Like, you end up with the Alex Bregman type thing. You end up with how many stories in the NBA? What Subban is saying is right, and it's right in front of our face. That's why everyone wants to watch USA Canada, and nobody wants to have anything to do with the NBA right now. Argue it. Argue it. Tell me where he's wrong.
No, I think the line he said was there's a difference between being injured and being hurt. And, yeah, a lot of NBA players, you know what, I'm not really feeling it today, stub my toe, go ahead and sit out the next couple of games. Or you just pride. I mean, we talked about it earlier, just, you know, with Jordan Love and Green Bay, he shouldn't have been out there, but you know what, guys, I'm going to give it a go. Whereas you don't get that attitude in the NBA where, you know what, I'm going to go out there and give it everything that I have, and we'll see what happens. If I got to leave with two gigantic ice bags on each knee, I'm going to play and see and try to help my team win. Where now it's the league comes across as soft and it comes across as uninteresting because it looks, and I've said it before and I'm going to say this again, it looks like the players don't care. And if the players don't care, why should the fans care?
Case in point, I'm reading articles this week and they attach screenshots. Paul George has been an abject failure in Philly. He's been a complete effing disaster. No pride, no picking up the slack while Embiid's hurt. Garbage. What's he doing? Showing off his all-star break vacation. Do you know why you're on vacation, Paul? Because you're not an all-star, but you're paid like one. You want to go on vacation? Go for it. You know who doesn't need to see it? Sixer fans who continue to blow their paychecks to watch your ass loaf. There's no self-awareness in the league. We just had Luka Doncic traded because he's fat and he's drunk. Think about that. You just had a top five player who is so egregiously lazy that the team said, you know what? Bring coffins to the arena. We just don't want to pay this guy $350 million. That's how bad his habits are on the court and off the court. Imagine that storyline in hockey where Connor McDavid, a top five player, maybe the best player, fine. Imagine the Oilers going, you know what? We can't pay this guy. He's such a problem.
But I think that's also adding to the disparity, Mike. How much the NHL players make versus what the NBA players make. And the NHL players are making less than what they pay in taxes.
Yes.
And they're still going out there giving it their all. And the NBA players are generational wealth. And I don't really feel like it.
Well, that's why the league has to dead cat bounce. If it's ever going to change. But what PK said, you want to play the other audio? Play the other audio. I don't care. We'll do it right now. Because he went on one. And I love the fact he butchered First Take. He butchered them all. Play the second cut.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Never. Think about it. Do the NBA players care about the guys who paved the way for him? The fact that Michael Jordan made $3 million on average in his career? It was only the last 2 years that Jordan made 30. Yeah. Then LeBron enters the league making $200 million off the court. Where are the players to step up and go, the logo matters, the league matters, this matters? Right. So he's right.
No, he is. I mean, and I remember watching Jordan. I see the whole every game he would have to, near the end, he would have to get his knee drained. He's got bags of ice on there, but he never missed a game. He went out there and gave it. And whether it's the flu game, whatever it was, he played. And in the All-Star game, his final All-Star game, he was apparently sick and said, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to ever have another one of these. I'm playing. He could have sat it out. Nope. I'm out there, guys. Stay away from me. I don't want to breathe on you, but I'm going to play in this game.
I would love to know how it changes. I don't have an answer. I know that doesn't make for the best radio. I don't have a hot take on how it changes. I think the NBA is basically utterly disgusting. I think its players are disgusting. The product is disgusting. It's vapid. It's not interesting. It's hollow. There's no substance to it. There are no rivalries. There is no anything. on a night-in, night-out basis. You don't know if the players are even going to play, or if they're playing, are they really, heavy quotes, playing? And then the best part is the best players are the biggest bleep holes. Kevin Durant is a splendid basketball player, but even he is still on his holier-than-thou, you're all stupid, here I'll tell you what, if the league's so bad, don't watch. Kevin, that's what you're taking out of this? Okay, then. The problem is there is something about with the, and this is where, again, I wish Kenny was here today because he could add to this, but there's something about in the NHL, I never feel like players are coddled, no matter who you are. Whether it's my cousin Celebrini in San Jose or Bedard, who's this Mike, Jedi, they never walk into the league feeling like everything's been handed to them.
Mike, you're not coddled because going back to playing in the juniors or wherever, just peewee hockey, heck, I'm sure you could ask TJ with his kid. You're taught, okay, are you injured? You're hurt, okay? Because if you can play, you're playing. That's ingrained in you from a child, and it carries over into the league that – yeah, you see people, they don't even want you to know what the injury is. It's upper body. Sir, you don't have an arm. I got the other one. I can play. I can still skate. I'm going out there. That's NHL mentality. That's hockey mentality. NBA, because now...
Jimmy Butler pooping his pants.
No, I mean, because now if you're a kid and you see, well, the stars sit out games, so why should I have to play in every game? It's that culture. And the NHL does the culture correctly where you're taught. You got to go out there and play because it's about not just you. It's about your teammates. It's about the man or woman sitting next to you. That's why you're going out there and giving it your all.
I think it's every sport. I think baseball, football, basketball, hockey. Look, there needs to be a reckoning because the bubble's going to burst. What people are getting charged to go to games, what the ask is of you, the fans. And look, even today, Rico has a news report of, oh, geez, is Giannis staying in Philly? Basically, the NBA, you just spin the wheel. What star wants to be the aggrieved martyr? Whee! And it never stops. Like, I have less than no interest in the NBA this year. I root for one of the best teams.
Yeah, you're coming off of a title.
I just don't care. Look at that. How about the Celtics openly stating they're bored? Okay, well, guess what? The owner just paid a $500 million tax bill. I don't want to hear from Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, who both got extensions. You're bored. I don't want to hear it. Fans don't want to hear it.
No, I think you could sum it up best, Mike. The NBA is very tone deaf. They don't realize the stuff and they're doing and saying is really rubbing everybody the wrong way. Sorry, Dan.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.